Hey everyone, it's DM Andy here. Just wanted to say thank you for giving us 2 weeks off for the holidays and sticking around with us. Just wanted to let you all know that I will be coming back next session. So not this week, not the following week, but the session after that is when I'll be back in the DM spot. Thank you all for hanging out with us, and I hope you enjoy the episode of Neverland.
Welcome to the realm of Daconia, where legends are born, myths are made, and adventures as common as commoners. I will be your DM today, Anthony. We're a little light on players today, but that's all right. They'll most likely die. Maybe. Just kidding. To my right.
Hey guys, it's Sam coming back as Billy Reichel. And to my right.
It's Rob playing Theobald. And to my right.
It's Mr. Kyle. And I am Rob. Yeah.
All right, we're in Neverland. A little quick catch-up. You met with Wendy, got the potion for the sickness, because you're down with the sickness currently.
What sickness was it in?
From the bugs, the stink bugs. They were deformed. And then captured and brought to Captain Hook.
What? They took Captain Hook?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Wendy That's and so Captain cool. Hook. And now you're riding on the backs of spiders headed towards Michael's Forge.
Wendy, I believe you were there.
I have a...
The giant spiders.
The giant spiders?
Wait, what?
No, Wendy and Captain Hook.
Oh, no. Bird Wendy's on one side, Hook's on the other.
We found writing in the sand. There's a loud hum, and then it teleports us right in front of the crocodile, the big one. Oh, yeah. We siege some large spiders who offer to take us to Captain Hook for a way off the island. We get there. Hook wants us to work with him to capture/kill Peter Pan. Tried to do magic in front of Hook. He made us all float. He gagged and tied Billy.
Float?
We yeah, like, you over? Like it. We all just started like floating in the air.
Oh.
Like zero gravity.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that. He placed us in the brig. We met an old man, Clog Cone, who is sick. In the morning, we wake up, and Clog is gone. Derpzar and Ra plan to kill Peter Pan. But I was against it.
I think Peter Pan's evil.
Yeah, I do too. We should have stuck with Hook.
When I convince,
I just want to go on record that I didn't want to do
I will
it.
Convince you that he is evil with my charisma.
You might.
And then you must follow us.
Yeah, I don't know, something tells me...
You want to know how evil he is? I will sing you a song of how evil he is.
Where is he? Where is Theobald this whole time?
In the Michael's Forge with Twig.
Okay.
That's why you guys are heading back. You're bringing the medication.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We need medication for them.
What level are we?
5. I have written down.
Really?
Sure.
That's okay.
No, it's all right. I'm
level. Well, it don't matter. So...
4th level class. No, we leveled to level 5.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it was probably at the end of last session. Okay. But you guys are all... Ra, Billy, and Derpzar are on the backs of spiders in front of Michael's Forge. If you guys decide to do anything else.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not there. I'm not saying anything. I'm eating some extremely hot venison right now, so my tongue is on fire, but my nose is running.
I told you it was hot.
So, this is killing me, man.
Get your meat off the table, Sam.
Well, Rob, I think we need... It looks like we're here in front of Michael's Forge. We need to go give this medicine to them so that way they don't die.
Mr. Billy, what type of meat are you eating over there? It looks very, very delicious.
It is in that bag right there in front of you.
Wow. Yes, it looks dangerously spicy. What are we doing?
We need to go give the medicine to Theobald and Twig.
Yes.
Just Twig. Theobald's not poisoned.
Just Twig. Theobald is not poisoned.
We should. Theobald.
We go in. I start walking in. Marching like a lost boy.
Door's closed.
I knock. Father, are you here?
There are long-ass legs.
And the spiders have not left yet.
Spiders? Oh, the spiders are riding.
And Father sees them.
Hello, Father!
Why have you brought them here?
What do you mean?
And you just...
Do we know that he doesn't like them? It's been a while since we played.
Yes.
Oh. Oops.
Wow. Yeah, oopsie.
Wait, what just happened? Father doesn't like the little spiders?
Oh. So you made a boo-boo.
But it has been a month and a half since we played.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dude.
I'll double check, but I'm like... Oh, my God. I'm going to take 95% sure.
Hey, if we're eating too much of this jerky, let us know.
He likes it with ash.
No, he'd just be mad that you brought him there because it's Michael's Forge. And shown him the place of Michael's Forge. So he thinks it's hidden, but the spiders already know where it is. So
they did already know where it was?
Yeah. You just see... I just lost the page.
That's why I don't bring
you see Father Longlegs run at the spiders. No problem. With alarming speed. And he just bites one of them. And it just folds over and the legs curl up.
Wow.
And the other spider just takes off back from where you guys came.
I bend the knee to Father. I get down on one knee. And I kneel. I say, Father, I am deeply sorry to have upset you. We did not know that we were not allowed to do that. Please forgive us. And I pull up on, tug on Ra's legs to get him to do the same.
Yes, they are very disgusting. Not pretty like my feathers, I fly.
You better take this up with Michael. Hurry inside.
You go inside?
As all you right. wish.
Upon arrival, still looks the same. Rail tracks throughout. Very warm in here. And Theobald, you can hop in and say what you're doing, if you're doing anything in there with Twig.
Twig passed out laying there. I have proceeded to pluck feathers from his body to make a fan to cool the sweat from me as we're chilling next to the forge.
Oh, it's just so hot in here! Billy! Billy, my boy! Here! How are you? How fare thee?
Theobald!
The creatures have not slain thee! And you, taller version of Twig, how are you?
Magnificent.
Tis great! I have come to be quite fond of Michael's presence, for he vexes me so, he intrigues me, he makes cool things.
And he walks, as you say that, he walks in with a big plate of peanut butter sandwiches for... Oh, you guys are back.
Rotten peanut butter is just so nasty. I am just...
I believe we haven't met, and you're already disrespecting my sandwiches.
But why the peanut butter?
And you just... It's my favorite food. Why would you say something like that?
Oh, these Peter Pan people eat peanut butter.
And you see, as you look, since you haven't seen Michael yet, it's just a big, like, Hulk Hogan type figure that's a little thicker, let's say, than Hulk Hogan, as he's alone and eats little sandwiches.
Yeah. Pay him no mind, Michael. This is Ra, and he he's allergic to peanut butter.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But he would love to make your acquaintance. Isn't that right, my feathered friend?
I would like if you have something more herbal, please?
You don't get as big as this on herbs, know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Bruh. Yes. I'm kidding, I never talk like that.
But I'm a bird man, and we don't like to eat me peanut butter and meats, if you should say, more of a piece of lettuce.
He runs off into the kitchen, and it's kind of like lettuce meat comes on, or like is garnished. It's just a bunch of those pieces of green vegetables that he brings over and puts
the stuff you put on the plate but don't really eat.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is all garnished? I got for you.
This is just...
It looks exquisite because it's all pretty flower, like pretty garnishes, but...
Yes. Looks very, very tasty. Thank you, kind friend.
Sure. Can I do anything else for you guys?
Could you prevent Twig from dying? That would be great.
Well, isn't that what your friends want to go do?
I can't remember. I was so scared.
I whip out the flask from my pocket of the potion.
What do you got there?
I have the medicine.
Oh, jolly good. Yes, yes. Quick, give it here. Give it here. I'll take it.
I hand it over.
Yes. I'll pour it into his mouth.
Yes.
Twig, drink this. Drink this medicine, my boy.
He's now poisoned.
He is now?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
You see more color come back to his feathers, as he doesn't have skin. And, like, kind of like a sigh of relief, like, after he gulped it down, that he instantly feels better. Billy would know. He was also affected by this.
Is there any medicine left in the container?
No.
Damn it. There you go, Billy. There's your container.
You can keep it.
No. I don't want it.
I just stand there looking at you.
All right.
Toss it over my shoulder.
Michael goes, picks up. Well, thank you.
There you go. That's the least I can do. Litter on your floor. One man's trash is another man's bottle.
Very well. So, what are you guys gonna try to leave here or what?
Oh, I'm the faintest. No,
I almost forgot. We met Wendy.
You what?
We met her.
Did I meet Wendy?
Yes.
No. I don't believe so.
No, you weren't there, I don't think.
What's a Wendy?
It's Michael's sister.
It's my sister.
Oh. See?
What did she say?
Hi.
Is she single? And she lives to mingle.
Well, I would believe so.
Ah.
But she's older than I am.
How old are you?
I lost count after my hair left my head, moved to my beard, and turned white.
We walked through this
world. Well, I'm pretty up there, so I think it'll be all right.
Well,
I twirl my mustache.
We were walking through a swamp, and we saw a really large house walking through the swamp. The house was walking, yes.
Wow.
And then we met Wendy. She lived in the house that walks in the swamp. And then she cured my poison, and then she gave me a vial to cure Twig. But she has some severe amnesia, and she actually thinks that you're dead, which I thought was funny because you thought she was dead. But in reality, neither of you are dead.
What a coincidence.
She thinks that Peter Pan is going to come get her.
Does he know she's alive?
I don't know. We haven't seen him yet.
Very strange family.
Well, you must find him at once.
We have to let him know?
Why, of course. My sister lives. I can't leave my forge, but tell her to come to me.
Well, the problem is like, she forgot who we were mid-conversation. We tried to, I think. I can't remember. It's been a while, but I think we told her to come with us. And then she forgot.
She must be cursed.
You think
this
so?
This darn island. I don't know how to fix this.
Well, perhaps we should ask that Peter Pan chap. Feel as though he knows everything.
Peter Pan. Is there an issue with Peter, there, bird person?
It just reminds me of peanut butter.
I'm sure this Peter Pan tastes quite good. Yes.
Yes.
Now.
You're going to eat him?
No, 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 no. I would never. I was making a joke. I jest. Where can we find him?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while.
Mermaid Cove?
Certainly one of the
Hangman Street?
Another one?
Well, I think we should go find him. What do you think, Billy? Find this Mr. Pan and get off this rock.
Okay.
And go back home. We'll find you a proper family.
Hey, Michael. What are your thoughts on the pirates?
Pirates? Those pirates?
I mean...
Yep. They're weird.
They are bad people. They try to capture Peter all the time. I believe those are the... Well, so I thought were the ones who killed John and Wendy.
Do you like the Lost Boys?
I grew up with them, and then after I got too old, I moved on with the gnomes, and they taught me how to forge, just like this.
Do you also know why it is that you got older, and they did not?
I have no idea. It still baffles me to this day, and I've yet to figure it out.
I hope I don't get old.
Everyone does.
Not I! I'm in my prime!
Yes, clearly.
Michael just gives you a blank stare.
My feathers are magnificently beautiful. Nobody can exceed this charm of a bird, man. Yes.
They are quite beautiful. And as you guys are talking, Father comes in with the slam of the forge door, so it's very booming.
Michael, we have a problem. They have led the spiders here. They are working with them.
And Michael just takes a step back.
You are working with Captain Hook and the spiders?
I wouldn't say that.
Then what was I just told? I've known him my whole... For many, many...
Well, we were captured by them. And they threw us in the brig overnight. And then the spiders gave us a ride.
So you are friends with the spiders?
Absolutely not. I do not like them. I do not like them.
Roll a persuasion check.
Theobald's just going to hang back.
I really
no,
did.
No,
okay,
I know.
What the hell is going on?
Just on Michael's personality.
Nat 20.
Father, are you lying to me? No, I swear.
This is a conundrum.
I feel like I hit my head in the last battle. Why are we friends with the spiders? They are quite disgusting.
I'm going to probably, just because of how Billy is, I would probably tell Michael, like, what happened. Truthfully, like, tell him what happened. Leave out the part that Derpzar and Ra want to kill Peter, but I would tell him everything else.
Okay. So he... He's kind of like in the dark on a lot of stuff on the island. So
is he?
Yeah, because he just stays in his forge. The only person he gets real intel from is the Father Longlegs.
So, I would say, so, are those spiders like not good? Are they mean?
They want to leave this island and take over wherever they end
up. Like they want to leave the island?
Yes.
But don't we all want to leave the island too?
Yes.
So doesn't that mean that we all had to line up?
The reason they can't is because of the bird and the crocodile.
Are they good?
They're just animals on the food chain. They're too big to kill each other.
Has Michael ever mentioned if he wants to leave?
Not now.
Michael doesn't want to leave. He's grown up here, lived here.
So does Michael like Peter Pan?
I think so.
Yeah. He understands, like, he's not coming back, but he doesn't hate him for
so
it.
So when you guys were with the pirates, what did you think of them? Do you think
they I did not like them. I tried fighting them.
Oh, you don't
they like go, the they yeah. go, they turn into, it's basically Curse of the Black Pearl. They go and turn into skeletons at night.
They come to life at night.
Or, they're skeletons during the day, but come to life at night.
Like, they can't move during the day. They're just bone pile of bones.
Kind of remember, like
Pirates of the Caribbean
type? Yeah, like, so, remember Captain Barbossa? He reaches into the light and his freaking skin peels back and he becomes bones.
Oh, shit.
So, they're bad. Hook wants us to kill Pan.
Maybe they're cursed, though.
They are. Captain told them.
Yeah, they are.
Did you say how they have to break the curse?
No, they didn't have a way to break the curse. So I just think if they leave, the curse will be broken.
Kyle and Gio wanted to kill Pan, or want to do whatever Hook says, because Hook said that he would take us back home.
I have a fantastic
So they're idea. On the side of whoever's going to get us out of here, essentially.
We all want to leave. Why don't we just kill the crocodile?
Have you ever seen the crocodile?
Yes, but why don't we work together, form a plan, destroy this ferocious green monster?
Michael, what do you think of that? You think we should kill the croc?
Why not?
Let's do it! We're on agreement! Oh my goodness! My coffee! Let us kill him! Let's do it! Yes!
Well, you better get a move on.
Do you think, would Pan want to kill the croc too?
Point the way!
Most likely, since it leaves all its babies all around, but I don't know if he'll help you because he thinks the croc will keep Captain at bay.
Let us kill it!
But then...
Cam, I know the way!
Do I know the way?
You've been there, so yeah.
Do know the way.
If we killed the croc, wouldn't the captain leave? And then he wouldn't be a pain for Peter anymore.
Yeah. Wait, who are you talking to?
Michael.
I guess so.
I have an idea.
All right.
Sir, peanut butter maker, I have a great idea.
Would you leave your forge to help us fight?
Absolutely not.
Oh. Well, I got really excited for no reason then.
I wish you the best of luck.
Father, will you help us as I look up?
Billy boy.
You made Michael think I'm a liar.
I did not. You said we worked with them. I didn't work with them. I just got a ride.
You rode in on them. That is working together. And you just hear him grunting louder and louder.
You didn't offer to give me a ride.
Why would I do that?
And I'm leaving.
I just walk out the door.
Theobald walks out the door.
Why don't
you follow your friend? Before you make an enemy out of me and all my brethren.
I'd like to just, like, you know...
Michael yells at him, though.
Hold the hilt on my sword and just kind of speed walk, like... out of the forge area and out the main gate.
I want to leave a peanut butter sandwich at Father's feet. And I go, for you, Father! Sorry!
One second.
Can I run back in and grab a couple sandwiches?
You sure? Michael still has his plate of sandwiches.
Michael, I almost forgot. Goodbye!
And I grab the plate of sandwiches.
Very well, you need them to keep your energy.
Yes.
Father just glares at Billy.
Bye-bye!
And he just back on the hill.
So you guys know where you're going.
Yes.
It's 3 clocks away. Clock is 4 hours. So it'll take an actual half a day to get there.
How many sandwiches do I have?
10.
Woo!
Damn it.
It's a whole plate, so. He likes his sandwiches. He didn't get a body like that from eating one a day. A lot of protein.
Yes.
Alright.
Off to Japan.
You know the way. We press on. You can get there pretty quickly. Well, without unseen, I guess, hindrances on the route. And at dusk, you reach the edge of the forest and jungle and see the beach.
I'm going to run over to Theobald and I'm going to go to his shoulder and I'm going to start whispering creepily like I do in his ear. And I'm going to say,
Theobald, man of all men, you big burly man, you. I have to confess something to you.
Oh! What is it? Do I really want to know?
Yes.
All right.
I, don't want the others to know, like Billy Boy and all the others. But I don't know why we're going to fight the Croc. I'm scared.
No, don't worry. No secret safe with me. We're going to kill the crocodile.
I feel like I am leading the way through the forest, slashing the branches back and forth, singing a makeshift song about how I am so excited to slay this crocodile, and I have zero fear about me.
Oh, perfect. So I'm not really going to whisper to him.
You see, Ra, we're going to kill this crocodile, so we're going to get off this island, and I'm completely terrified, so my plan of action is let the small boy make tons of noise.
Yes.
Crocodile chases him, maybe eats him, I don't know. And we run up behind it, and we spam it in the rear! Just like they do in those Souls video games. That's how we kill it. Just stab it in the booty, and Billy may or may not be eaten. But it's a sacrifice that we're willing to make.
Beware this crocodile. I'm going to slay you today. You will not be in denial when you are laying dead in the beach.
He doesn't even know how to rhyme. We need to get rid of him.
Dear God, Billy.
What's you a poor are, boy?
You're such a great boy. I hope you lead by the
I
front.
Will slay
I'll sit in the rear and watch
you're
your back.
Going to die.
Louder, Billy! Announce our presence to the whole beach!
Behold, crocodile! It is I, Billy Reichel! I will slay thee!
And now we jump in the bushes!
We jump in the bush, and I wait for the crocodile to come
I'm
out.
Shivering.
I'm gonna, you slimy reptilian!
So, on your route, we'll get there.
Okay, when we get there.
When you're about to approach the beach, you see that the sky is... I'm gonna read it verbatim.
We're going to Pan first, right? Not actually the crocodile?
We're going to the crocodile.
I thought we were going straight to the crocodile.
Nah. You're going to learn today.
Yeah, you're just like, come on out, crocodile.
You see like a rainbow lights protruding from like the center further back into the forest, and you recognize these as the Gnome Village lights that happened at dusk when Theobald went on stage and performed.
They shrunk us out, right?
Yeah. And on your approach to the beach, it is now dusk, after dusk, and you don't see the ocean or water. You just see a big green mound sitting in front of you.
I'd like to say that I role-played what I was role-playing earlier. Send him off making noise.
Yeah.
And I jump in the bushes, right at the waters.
I'm going to turn around and be like, so Theobald, do you think we really got... Theobald? Rob?
So you've been there. You know the mouth has been open the entire time. And as you get onto the beach, The mouth closes. And that's it.
His eyes are still closed?
Yeah.
I would like to peer out and see if I can see that light.
And you... No more rainbow light. And you feel...
No, remember there was a light inside the crocodile?
Oh, no, it's not there.
No?
There's a very loud, deep ticking noise as you are near the crocodile.
If we've heard that before, every other time we've heard it, right?
Yeah. What would you guys like to do?
I would like to first say that I'm going to fly into the sky at a level to where this crocodile is not going to be able to eat me.
How high do you want to go? Do you want to... All right, I'll give you the dimensions.
Yeah.
Where is it? The head is 150 feet.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
The body is 200 feet. And the tail is 250 feet.
Oh, shit.
He's all head.
All right. This sounds like a bad idea. Is there any...
I would like to go 700 feet.
Is there any trees? We're in the brush.
You're right on the edge of the forest and beach.
Okay, but there's no, like, trees or anything I could get with, like, a height advantage?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what are we looking at? Like, I'm looking in the distance. Do I see, like, something I could get maybe 12 feet on?
The crocodile's further out. You have to go to him.
And it's on the beach, right?
Yeah. From where you're standing, you can see the green mass that it was sunning with its mouth open, and then it's nighttime.
We're in sand, though, right? There's sand?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start digging a hole in the sand away from the crocodile, and I'm going to start making a little base.
What are you, part ostrich? Are you going to dig your head out of the sand?
I am plowing with my talons into the sand. I'm making a hole.
He's going to feel your vibrations.
Is he? I'm terrified.
I'm the one in the open by myself.
I can't sit in the water. I've ruined my feather.
And Billy's out there. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand.
As you start digging, you find a net that was covered in the brush, and covered in the sand.
Do I see him digging behind me?
Yeah.
Ah, what are you doing?
We need to hide. This is a bad idea.
Are you sure?
This is crazy. We're about to become lunch. Or brunch, as this man would say.
Brunch is my favorite.
Or dunch, as he would say. why don't we poison him? Feed him the spiders.
You think he
needs peanut butter all over him?
Maybe he's allergic to peanut butter.
Oh my good God.
Send him.
Feed him the Peter Pan lathered in peanut butter.
I thought maybe we should go. Maybe we should go see Peter and see if he has any tips.
Damn it.
Theobald? Where are you?
What the hell are we going to do? This is so dumb. We're about to become lunch.
Nope. There it is. I stand up. I lost my contact lens. Ah, I was not hiding. Nope, not at all.
Good, I would expect nothing less than a brave adventurer from you.
But of course, I've slain many a foe in my day.
Got it.
Billy, what's our plan of action? What have you come up with?
I was going to run in there and stab him in the eye.
Yes, do that. Yes.
Wait. It's such a bad idea. Didn't you say that the crocodile and the bird don't get along? Is this true?
Oh, DM, or?
Yeah. Well,
they need each other
what alone. If we pit them against each other and then finish off the one that's still alive?
That's a great idea.
So, who is one that we can trust to talk to? I say we talk to the crocodile and keep our distance. And if he attacks, we run. And then if he runs, we'll lead him to the Birdman and tell the Birdman he's come to eat your...
Why don't we just have you fly up high in the sky and the bird will come, and then we just drop back down and the bird can fight the crocodile.
Yes, but if the bird chases us, we are done. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe
only if we're caught.
I think this is a great idea. But you cannot bribe the bird with peanut butter. That would be a bad idea.
Theobald? What say you?
I say... Why not?
I will... let you take this due to all of your great experiences in battle. In sheer bravery.
I did say... Yeah, I was very brave, didn't I? And that I was in many battles? Did I say that?
Oh, wait.
Even if you didn't, I assume you did.
But wouldn't the crocodile want to eat the bird because he's a bird? Wouldn't we to be able to talk to this crocodile?
Yes.
Make him a deal.
Birds, the natural prey of all crocodiles.
I have a way with people. Now, I've never spoken to a crocodile. But there's a first for everything, as my uncle once said.
I have a better idea. What if we tell the crocodile we'll lead him to Hook?
But he has to kill the bird first. He's threatened the crocodile and we need to feed him.
I think the bird is a good guy here.
He's a good guy. Is he a good guy?
It's up for you guys to decide.
Well, the bird brought us here, right? We're on this stupid island because of the bird.
No, Lost Boys.
So we have to have the bird man win. Okay, we'll use him as bait, but then we kill the crocodile.
I really still think we should maybe talk to Pan first.
Yes, but I don't trust that peanut butter man.
You want me to try to talk to the crocodile? See what he wants?
Do you have, like, talk to animals or anything like that?
I can speak to animals.
It would have to be an awakened thing.
I can speak to animals.
You can?
Yeah.
Maybe he can understand
it's
common.
It's my, yeah, I can speak to animals. Beast.
What
race
are you?
I'm a hunter, but it's
a ranger.
I have speak with animals once a day for free.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Rah!
What could possibly go wrong?
Go see what he wants, and you've got this, good buddy.
And I tap him on the shoulder and I give him bardic inspiration.
Wait, give me all your peanut butter sandwiches.
There you go. He has 10 sandwiches and bardic inspiration.
Dear God, peanut butter, this may save me.
This is a long one. Like, you got to walk a couple more hours to get to the crocodile.
Like, we'll go with
him.
That
far?
Yeah, it's on the other side of the beach.
All right, I will revoke my bardic inspiration and wait till he gets closer.
All right, fair enough.
And then I'll give him the sandwiches when we get there.
Okay.
Wait, are we trying to lead this crocodile to the bird? Tell him we'll feed him.
Sure.
Okay, sounds great. Let's do this!
I'm going to die.
I feel bad about doing this, but as you approach, the eyes of the crocodile open. And he stands up.
Wait, on his hind legs?
Well, no, like,
on all four?
He was laying down. He just stands up on four. Turns around.
I want to fly in the sky, real quick. Quickly, in the sky.
As you see him turn around? Feet.
Yes, because I'm always walking with tether. I fly... What, 6 feet near? I don't want to just stay there.
How high are you going up?
6 feet. I just want him to notice me. And I'm going to say...
I think he noticed you.
In my animal speaking voice, I'm going to say, wait, crocodile! I have to tell you something.
No. That's all you hear.
Wait, don't bite me!
Roar.
Wait, don't bite me!
He probably thinks you're the bird.
Oh my God.
His mortal enemy.
We sent the one...
You will die.
Oh, wait, I need you guys nice. To...
Anyone listening at home is probably like, what are you idiots doing sending the one bird in?
Just testing the waters. We'll make it out of it.
Yeah, well, I'll probably die. So die with grace.
Kyle, worst case, just fly up high enough to get the bird to come down.
No, worst case is he dies.
Yeah.
That's worst case.
Okay, second worst case. Yes. Just fly up till the bird comes.
Next best.
That's all good.
Dexterity saving throws.
I'll spam him with all my healing spells.
Yes.
I'll spam him with all my healing spells.
You didn't go high enough.
Okay.
What?
So a d20?
Oh my god.
Oh, seven.
Oh my god. I got a one.
15.
Oh.
Seven.
Alright.
Is he going to really try to kill us? Can I talk to him?
You tried.
Now he's fighting us.
And he just said no?
He's...
I have to hit him in the eye. That's a weakness. Right? That'll piss him off.
Maybe.
I think our best bet is calling the bird. And then letting him fight it out, kaiju style.
How do we do that?
Just have Kyle... If Kyle flies above a certain amount...
Yeah, but I only can fly, like, what, 12 feet with flying?
No, you can fly 60 feet. Your flying speed is probably 60 or 30 feet.
What are derps are in Twig 30 doing? 30
feet. You can dash and just do 60 feet. 60 probably feet around.
No, they dash. Okay. They probably... Well, yeah, they were going with his.
Oh, I didn't know.
That's bold and stupid. You can have him stay back. See by that? The brush. We'll have that.
Bold, stupid, and he's cowardly. Doesn't even make sense, but okay.
Derpazar is ready for battle. And Twig?
Yeah, Derpazar, yeah! That's free meat sandwiches!
Yeah.
We'll say he's hidden, because he likes to stay hidden.
And Twig will say, I am Twig, and I will do whatever, because I am cute. And then he will just hold his shield high in the air.
I am a cute owl boy.
I will stay with you, Billy, because you are my friend, and I will die by your side.
So...
I don't know if that's what he sounds like.
I'm just
going to have him stay back for now.
Okay.
I'm going to blow
him. You can always feed him the bear.
Into my magic whistle.
You just hear a crocodile grunt. But before you do that, you see a big tail come around. And Theobald and Ra will take 26 bludgeoning damage.
Ooh.
And
13 for me.
Billy will fall to the ground and dodge the tail.
Fuck yeah!
And as you blow the whistle, it's a crocodile noise.
Grunting?
That you heard when he was trying, when Ra was trying to talk to him.
I'm assuming that it's this whistle calls the last animal, like makes the sound the last animal that it heard.
Yes. That's exactly what it does.
Okay.
Finally give you an inspiration for figuring that out.
Yay!
It only took
3 times of doing it. I do have a red pebble that has evocation magic on it.
Yes.
Whatever that does.
When you blow the whistle, the crocodile pauses for a second and then continues to wade into the water and disappears.
Oh. Well, fellas, that wasn't that bad. Right?
I lay there unconscious with bones sticking out of my body and I am bleeding out and dying.
How did Ra fare from that experience?
I have 5 health. Hit points.
I'm okay. Good.
Can I start to scramble to my knees.
I'm at -4.
Knees as I claw with my talons.
You guys really need to learn how to stay on your feet a little better. Can I, I guess, make a medicine check to try and stabilize?
Yes.
Theobald?
And, Twig will run over and assist you.
Okay, he's a cleric, right? What the hell am I doing?
Oh, that just didn't go well.
Oh, yeah, we can have him cast.
Cure wounds?
We're not
dead, though.
I don't know how much that is.
That was a bad idea. 6 plus his wisdom, which would probably be at least a 3.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable with that, I'll just say 9.
That's fine.
You get 9 HP.
Oh, I'm in so much pain.
Theobald, why didn't you move? Now is not the time to show me how try and show me how tough you are.
Did you not see me?
Yes, you hit that tail magnificently with your face.
I climbed on top of the beast and I dealt the final blow.
Well, he went back into the water, but
he drowned. I skittled him.
I don't know if crocodiles were really drowned, but
No. My sword pierced his lungs. He's vanquished now. Ugh. This is the end. I die in peace.
Your arm is just completely numb. Like, you try to lift it up, and it's like the Harry Potter thing, where it's like all dangly and fucked up.
This is the end of me. Sing songs of my deeds, how I vanquished the mighty crocodile.
Can I take your...
And I just lay there and pretend to be dead.
What musical instrument do you have?
A lute? I have a tambourine.
I'm going to get your tambourine, and I'm going to try and play it, singing a song of how you vanquished the crocodile.
Roll a performance check.
What?
12.
trying to think of a tambourine song.
Tis the day
that Theobald's laid.
It sounds like exactly how you're saying
that. That crocodile that weighed about 3,000 pounds.
And he is a man.
Who does all he can.
Why are we singing?
To
I lay there pretending to be ringing. Dead, but I can't help but crack a smile and a tear goes down my face.
Stop, crocodile. Look it! I can heal people with my music, too!
They will speak of this day that we fought the mighty croc and how we were so brave. Yes.
I'm gonna reach down and try and pick Theobald up by the armpits to make him stand up.
Ow! Ow! Don't do that! Leave me be!
Come on! No. You got it!
Nope.
I have a plus 5 strength.
Oh, nope. I think we're gonna make camp right here. Put me down.
I'm gonna whisper into Theobald's ear. What if he comes back?
We should probably move.
As you guys get up and try to move back towards, like, the sundial, that's
we get hit again.
Ra notices some. Ra and Twig both notice behind you a figure, human figure carrying an umbrella, standing, hovering on the water.
Oh.
The crocodile went down.
Do you know who this is?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Yeah. I'm going to yell out.
No, you don't see it.
Oh.
Just Ra and Twig do.
Hover. Fly. There's no rain. Who are you?
The hell are you talking
about? They're way out there. You can't.
What the hell are you talking about?
It's like staring off into the ocean, Kyle.
Like, they're just a figure with a black umbrella just kind of floating there. Mary Poppins-esque.
Do you see this shadowy figure out afar?
Oh, not really.
Using my if he points it out, you can see it.
Oh, yes. I see it. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm in so much pain. What of it?
What the hell? There's a crocodile and Mary Poppins out in the ocean.
I'm gonna yell out and go, "Hello,
dear.
My name is Billy Reichel."
As you say it, it kind of just vanishes into the water.
Oh, that's creepy. I'm going to crawl back into the bushes.
As you turn around, he's in front of you.
Oh.
I pass out.
Yes. Hello.
What are you doing on this island? You are messing with the status quo.
Well, we didn't come here voluntarily.
Nobody does.
Would you like a peanut butter and sandwich?
If we could...
He get that away from me, and he slaps it and flies across.
Damn it.
I peeked my head out of the bushes.
Gosh. I thought you passed out.
Oh, yeah. I did pass out.
You came too.
I did pass out.
Then he came too in the bushes.
Where did I get here?
He smelled the peanut butter. I just hurled him over to
the pass out and just like slinks into the bushes. Okay, like, I'm out.
Slink.
It's bear crawling on his back while he's...
Yeah.
He slithered and slunk.
All right.
What's your name?
You need not know my name.
Okay, John. Metagaming.
You would... Billy would...
I would never know.
No.
There's no way I would know.
Roll an insight check. It's gotta be...
13.
That's fine.
14. Actually,
you would know because they have mentioned siblings and shit like that about how he was magical.
Are you John?
Yeah, you can say hi, John.
Hi, John.
Okay. Lucky guess. Don't disturb the peace of this island.
Well, we want to go.
Or you will have to deal with my friends.
Who's your friends?
And he points behind you, and there are two giant golems on either side.
Golems?
Yeah.
Well, so you see, John, the thing is that, and I just start, like, rattling off as fast as I can. We saw Michael, we met him, and we met the spiders, and then we saw Father Longlegs, he gave us peanut butter sandwiches, then we went to go see Wendy, and then we went and saw Wendy in the woods with a walking tree, and then we went through the swamp, and then she gave us poisons to help our friends who were poisoned, she gave us potions, I should say, not poisons, and we went there, and then we found some humming stuff on the ground. Oh, and then it transported us, and we met Hook, who was not a nice guy. He locked me up, he threw a gag in my mouth, and then he made us all float, we locked on the bridge. And then there was another guy, and he disappeared by the morning. But then the spiders, they gave us a ride back to your brother's forge. And
stop,
we went
stop,
there.
Stop,
and,
stop.
Oh, we met Pan, by the way, too.
You,
I forgot.
You can't talk anymore. like actually.
Wait, you met who before? You said you met Pan? You guys met Peter Pan?
Mm-hmm. You were gone that session.
Oh, fuck.
That's when they learned to fly.
Damn it. What did he look like?
Peter Pan.
Like a kid?
Yeah. Like young teenager.
Oh, okay.
Cool beans. That is exactly why you need to leave.
Can you tell me how to leave?
Yes, I'll tell you how to leave. he knows what you're trying to say.
Wait.
But nobody else does.
I have a question for you.
What is it?
The crocodile. Are you friends with him?
No.
Well then, may we use of your assistance to kill this green creature.
No.
Why is that?
That messes with the status quo of the island.
Well, then we could all leave the island.
I will tell you how to leave the island. There are two ways that won't interfere with the status of this island. There's a nature that keeps everything in check. The birds eat the bugs. The bugs, therefore, eat the plants. The crocodile takes care of any birds that fly too low. The birds take care of anything that flies too high. You will not be able to fly, but one way is to talk to the great white bird and its home. See those clouds up there? And you just think the clouds look the same. On top of the mountain, on top of the island. That is the home of the great white bird.
Is he referring to also the same things we know as the home of the giants?
Mm-hmm. It's at the top.
Is he saying that we need to feed the food chain in order to leave the island?
I've been watching you on your quest to get off this island, but you have interfered with the status for too long and too much. This was the last straw. You're lucky I was here. See? His arm is fixed. And you look down and his arm's back to normal. Or Theobald's arm is back to normal.
I pick it up from his elbow and kind of just shake it.
What happened?
And you haven't been able to see his face this whole time. There's like a darkness when he turned around and it's just kind of black. And he brings the umbrella back. Yes. See, your arm's all better, and it just appears to be a skull with glasses.
Whoa!
Oh my God! Oh!
And he goes, and he brings the umbrella back, and you can't see his.
I draw my rapier,
chest up.
Now, stay back, demon. Billy, I will protect you.
Your rapier looks like it just sags down.
It went limp. Your whole sword went limp. Are you a pirate, John? Wait, Mike, can I talk yet?
He knows what you're saying, so you can say it to me. Until he tell you that you can't say anything.
Yeah.
Does it look like I'm a pirate?
The pirates turn into bones in the daytime.
Well, it's not daytime, for one.
And are you an opposite pirate?
No, I'm not a pirate. Ask any more dumb questions and you'll lose your mouth.
Well, he's obviously not Peter Pan because he doesn't like peanut butter.
Do you like Peter Pan?
That is not a question you need to know the answer to.
It was not a dumb question, though.
What did I say?
Shit.
Could you maybe heal my me and my beautiful feathers.
You can take care of it. I know what you can do.
He's a bird hater.
Typical.
You're the human, but not the bird. Where is it? I guess we shall go and find the bird.
Or, the second way, is through the skull. Any points, and you kind of see a faintly white, gray, glowing rock in the distance with two eye holes, and it looks exactly like the face you just saw from underneath an umbrella.
You just go
without
through
glasses.
Through the skull?
Is it Skull Island?
Yeah, it would be Skull Island.
Umbrella Man, what do you recommend?
The choice is yours. Interfere again, and you won't want to see me.
Mr. Umbrella Man!
And you kind of...
What does he mean by don't interfere again?
I think don't mess with the status quo. Don't fuck shit up.
Like you were trying to kill the crocodile?
The crocodile's like...
And pit the two against each other?
He's like a pinnacle piece of the island. Okay. Like we can't.
So we can fight the little stuff, just not the big stuff.
That's why he came at this point. Versus you killing all the small shit and all that. So, we'll take a break there while you guys make a decision. It can be on or off when we get back. But we'll be back shortly. Welcome back! Russ, I think having an orgasm or something. We will pick up where we left off, where it's nighttime on the beach. And as they all look at each other, and
say with your chest,
have their decision.
We're going to Skull Island.
And as you turn to tell John, he is no longer there.
Oh.
So, it is nighttime. You are still in range of where the crocodile was. Another whip of the tail.
How do we get to Skull Island, guys?
You can see it.
You just go distance. This way.
We swim?
No, walk along the beach, you silly.
It's an island, though, right?
We'll find a boat.
All right.
I'm going to look out for a boat.
As you start walking, all of you all just drained of energy as you have traveled about 16 hours so far.
I pop a sandwich.
Your stamina increases.
I don't know
increases.
Why I thought you said, I'll pop a Zan.
Pop a Zan?
I'll be writing my papers.
I want my Zan! I want my Zan!
Be writing my papers all night.
Tastes very much like a jalapeno.
You come up to a bunch of flamingos just standing on one leg, head slumped down as they're sleeping.
We spoke to them before, right?
Not to them, but a child was playing, running around with the flamingos. Mm-hmm. And you, Billy wanted to play, but you dragged him away.
I'm going to do just that again. I'm going to run in after him. Try to play with him.
Wait a bit. Boys will be boys. Best let him have his fun before we feed him to the crocodile. You know, this might be his last day.
You all have one level of exhaustion.
Yeah.
These flamingos are tiring. Boy, do I feel winded.
I come back after chasing the flamingos, and I am winded.
Chasing birds.
Boy, am I pooped. I start running around.
You can keep walking if you like.
With the flamingos, and I approach Ra, thinking that he is a flamingo. Then I quickly realize I stop right at his feet and realize that it is not a flamingo.
I'd like to get past the flamingos before we set up camp somewhere.
Does Theobald not like birds, too? I think we said that right.
I don't know.
I know a lot of your characters don't like birds.
Birds freak me the fuck out, okay? They're weird.
Yes.
As you continue walking, a couple
notice you and wake up. And
the couple?
A couple of them.
Oh.
A couple of the flamingos.
Okay, I'm like, is there just a random old couple on the beach?
And they fly away, and they reveal a giant hammerhead alligator-looking creature.
Were they standing on it?
Just surrounding it, so it was out of view.
Giant alligator?
It's large. So,
like, are we talking D&D like creature size large?
No, it'll be medium. It's just large compared to you guys. But not for size sake, no.
Like a size of a Florida crocodile.
Yeah, that type of thing. But it has a head, like a horseshoe, like a horseshoe crab type of shape, with the body of an alligator.
Whoa, wicked.
Did we short rest or long rest?
Neither.
Okay, can I do my dice rolling for some of my health back? We didn't even short rest.
You don't get to.
Oh my god, I got five health.
I run up to the crocodile. Not super close, but I just start walking, like running towards it.
Roll initiative.
Oh my god.
I'm keeping my distance.
Still roll initiative.
Oh, seven.
Damn it.
We're
Sam.
Level five, right?
Oh!
Are we level five?
Yeah.
Oh, then I should have. Oh, I hit a roll. Oh, okay. That's great.
I got a five.
So I should have 34. So I should have nine. I should have nine HP. Where did I put that?
Kyle, what's your initiative?
Oh, shoot. It is a five.
Okay. Your dexterity is a zero.
Oh, nine. Sorry. Nine. Yeah, I was going to say, a bad archer. I forgot to add dex. Sorry. Yes.
As you approach this creature, its eyes open, it gets startled, and swings its head at you.
You're just coming to pet it.
It's a 13 hit.
No.
All right. As it was...
It very much tried to attack me.
Oh, yeah.
Your pencil.
And
thank you.
Kyle, turn.
Okay, I'm definitely attacking.
Sure. Oh, we can set up the board.
I'm pissed off because of the... if we're going to... Yeah, we're attacking. We have to, because he attacked him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Okay. I want to make sure... Well, I'm hovering, but I'm not really flying. So we'll just say that I'm hovering.
I'm going
to
stay back here.
So I'm going to roll to attack. Okay.
What are you attacking?
My bow. Sorry. Okay. Sorry about that. I'm just so used to my axe. Sorry.
My left hand!
It was a four, so...
Plus your dex.
Plus my dex. Proficiency. Yeah, it was just eight, and then my proficiency is two.
No, it's actually three on five, so 11.
Three?
Oh. Your proficiency becomes three at level five.
Okay, so 11.
To hit?
Yeah. I don't know what the hell I did with my
pencil. What kind of fighting style did you take?
I took a longbow.
Fighting style at level 2, you can pick archery, which gives you plus 2.
Plus 2 on attack rolls.
Yeah, which is what you just did. So that would be 13.
13, I'm sorry. I'm thinking damage. Did it hit?
You shoot your bow, and it lands where the head was as it tries to bat.
And Kyle Billy. Was put forward with 13 every step of the way.
It's not very intelligent, Billy boy.
All right,
Sam.
I'm going to pull out my battle axe and my flail and just smash with one with each of them.
All right, roll ahead.
Son of a bitch with a 13.
17 plus 8.
25. That'll hit.
All right, then I'll roll to hit the next one too. 26.
That as well.
I shall steal your pencil.
That's what I'm using. Wait, no, you're good. You're good.
This one right here.
Okay.
24 damage total.
I should have attacked again. I had extra attack. What an idiot.
Oh wait, I have extra attack too.
Okay.
I'm gonna swing with the gun with my battle axe. Oh, shit. 9 plus 3, 12.
You bash it twice, and then the third attack comes down and lands in the sand. And it lets out a bellowing growl.
That's not like derps are.
Alright, Theobald.
Alright, I'm going to reach for my tambourine, realize that it's gone, because somebody else has it. And then I'm going to grab my my loot instead. I pull my loot out, and I start strumming away, and I will say, "Come on, guys, you can kill it. Yeah, you just gotta put your back into it." And I give Bardic Inspiration to Billy.
Yeah!
D6. That's my turn.
Alright.
I'm making sure I'm staying as far away as I can from this thing while still being able to get Bardic Inspiration.
Alright.
It's a D6.
Thank you. I can use it on attack rolls, but not damage rolls, right?
Correct. Because I am not a...
This creature will take its tail. And that's you, Ra, right there, right? 10 feet away?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll whip its tail and try to stab you with it.
Oh my god, it can reach you?
Fuck. That'll be a 13 to hit.
I'm dead.
What's
damage? We don't even know how much damage. I'm dead.
Did it hit? What's your AC?
No, I'm 15. You're good. What? I am dead! I'm just messing. I think.
Alright, well, it's done then.
He got excited. He's like, "I must kill the bird, man." I'm sorry.
That's it. Go ahead, Kyle.
Kyle's turn.
Oh, yeah. My turn? Oh, you're going to get it. All right, I'm going to attack with my longbow. All
right, roll the hit.
Actually, I want to know if I'm in range of, where the hell is he right here?
Yeah.
And now, can I move and not be attacked with opportunity? Because he's not facing me?
You have to move to find out.
Oh, screw this. Yes.
You can use your action to dodge.
Or disengage. Nah.
Or yeah, disengage.
No, we're attacking. You got to fight. All right, so I'm going to use extra attack now.
What
did
you roll?
A 1.
Oh,
hang on.
What?
What were you attacking with?
Longbow.
String snaps.
Ding. You rolled a nat 1.
Okay, you son of a bitch. I'm going to move behind this bastard now. I'm going to hit him with my freaking talons. Unarmed strike.
Sure.
20. Nat 20.
Ooh. All right. Roll for damies.
Club and the pooper.
So... I'm going to also. He's been taking damage, right? So I'm also going to use. Hold on a second. I'm going to use Colossal Slayer. So after I do the damage, I'm going to use Colossal Slayer. And it says your tenacity can wear down the most potent foes. When your creature is hit with a weapon attack, the creature takes an extra 1d8 damage if below the maximum hit
point. You're not using a weapon if you're using your talons.
It is a weapon. Physically, right? My claws? What? Unarmed claws? That's not considered a weapon?
It's an unarmed strike.
Wait a second. Kung Fu hands are weapons? If a boxer punches a guy in the face...
All right, well, you're not a boxer. You're a bird.
I'm a bird, man! Damn it! All right. So I can't use it.
No.
All right. That was my freaking bonus action, too, wasn't it? Well, extra attacks count as bonus action?
No.
Okay,
no,
sweet.
It's not a bonus action.
Okay. 8 plus...
Mm-hmm.
That would be considered strength? Damn it. So 7.
You got a minus 1.
Plus 2. Plus 3. Sorry. So, yeah, I got a minus 1 strength.
Okay, you don't add your proficiency for damage.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, so 7. 7 points of damage. I don't have a bow anymore.
You can restring it.
It takes an action.
Wait, so can I use it as a bonus action? Restring my bow? No. All right, well, then I am going to use Hunter's Mark on the beast for a bonus action.
Okay.
Cha-ching. Hunter's Mark.
Cha-ching.
Bitch.
Okay. All set?
Shushing. Yeah, I probably should heal myself. It's a mistake.
At least turn.
I am going to attack again.
Sure.
Natural 17. So 25.
That'll hit.
And then I'll attack with my bonus action flail. That's a natural 14. So 19, 22.
That'll hit.
And then the last one is the extra attack battle axe.
Oh my goodness.
God. I need new dice.
That's a natural 3. I'm going to use my inspiration die. That's a 4 plus 5, so 9 plus 3. 12 to hit, which I know doesn't hit. That's so nice. I got 2 of them, at least.
Wow.
3, 7, 20 damage.
Okay.
That's it. I'm done.
All right. D-ball.
How's this crocodile looking?
Angry.
Does it look like it's on death's door?
You don't know. It's too dark to tell.
None
of you lit crocodile. Anything.
How are you doing?
You just see the moonlight. It is glistening a little more.
Fuck it. I will swing my loot back over my shoulder. I will grab my dagger. Yeah! And I'm going to run over. And I'm going to kneel down in the sand and grab my dagger with two hands and come down hard on its head.
Roll the hit.
Yeah. Ooh. 19.
That'll hit.
That'll do.
Roll for damage.
Oh, should I have had it? I should have had an advantage.
It knows you're there. My flanking does not work like Andy's flanking. God,
taste cold steel! Ah! 2 piercing damage.
Alright.
He's dead, right?
Is it dead?
No.
It has been mortally wounded!
Your dagger goes and, like, kind of... When you try to stab it, it kind of, like, turns to the side, doesn't really enter.
Oh! I lay there, definitely kneeling in the sand, defeated. Nodded. Realizing I fucked up. That is my turn.
Then it will now look at you, because you are at eye level. Okay. Okay. It's a 19 hit.
Oh god, that hit.
Yes.
I threw this at you. God. Did you see this thing?
It's sharp. Is that a Batman thing?
It's a batarang. It's sharp. It's like a real batarang.
That'll be 9 piercing damage.
Jeez, dude.
I'm down.
Okay.
Jesus. Alright. That ends its turn. Kyle, go ahead.
I'm gonna cure wounds on Theobald.
Alright.
Hit him back.
I just picture like I'm still in its mouth, but I'm back.
Is that a D4?
D8.
D8. Okay.
Right, or is it 2D4? It's 1D8.
For what?
Cure wounds.
Oh god, I don't know.
I'll just do 2D.
I think it's a 1D8.
I have no idea.
Hang on, I'll look it up on my phone.
Oh, look it, I got it.
Use
I am not a spell player, except for Phantasmo, but he doesn't use healing.
I mean, I can't just let him die.
No, Phantasmo. It's a D8, Kyle. Tricks people. And plus your wisdom.
Going to hell.
Wherever.
Yeah, but it was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
7 plus my wisdom, which is plus 3. So 10 health. Back on. Ooga booga booga. Okay, and then can I use my? I have to use an action. So it's extra
that was
attack.
Your action. Right?
No, I can't use an extra attack. Just restring my bow, right?
No, you have to take the attack action for extra attack.
Okay, so then I'm going to entangle this creature with my.
Is that a bonus action spell or a?
Entangle?
I think it's no. The healing one.
Oh, it's an action. Yeah, you don't have any action left.
Okay. So I can't even attack him with my...
Nope.
What is favorite foe?
That's the one where you pick a...
It deals extra damage.
This wouldn't be on your favorite foe list. I'll tell you that right now.
Bitch, dude, I can't do
anything!
Alright, I'm going to...
Beasts.
I'm going to hold defensive? Can I hold defensive?
You can look defensive.
I'm going to cross my arms and do the symbol of the cross.
All right. Go ahead.
10. Or 8. No.
10.
10. 10. Sorry.
You're alive.
I am going to do my normal thing, I think.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna attack 3 times. That's an.
I have one more spell.
21.
That'll hit.
Good. And then that's a 18.
That'll hit.
Nat 20.
All right.
Okay. So first one, yeah, is 11 damage. No, I'm sorry, 6 damage, and then 10 damage. So that's, what did I say? 6 and 10. So 16 total.
Okay.
I rolled an 8. This is the crit. So 16 plus 5. 21. Wait. Yeah. 21 damage on that extra, that last one.
All right.
Is he dead? Is it my chain?
What was your weapon, last weapon used?
My battle axe.
You come down and split open its head.
Yeah.
And you see the skull is just thick as all hell. And you cracked it.
Fuck yeah, I did.
You killed him.
I saved
him. And once you crack the skull, you hear 2 screams from girls.
And look where the screams came from.
You see 2 mermaids run over.
You are saved, maiden!
What have you done?
I am Billy Reichel. I saved you.
That was our friend.
Billy, get out of the way! I'll handle this! And I lick my hand and swipe my one loose hair over.
Theobald, are these those big booby, the woman you talked about?
No, don't mention that.
What have you done? Now you're making fun of us?
No. Pay no attention to him. He's just a boy. Now, ladies, I will protect you from this bird man. He's very dangerous.
Are you looking at Ra?
Yeah. Stick with me and I will protect you.
I can't believe it. You finally got put him to sleep. And you murdered him.
Well, he attacked me first.
I don't believe you for a second.
Well, I believe me, and that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Persuasion check, please.
7.
Murderer!
Yes, he didn't try to murder me.
Roll the Constitution save throw. All of you.
Nat 20.
You jerk. What am I going to get?
Oh, goodness.
9.
16.
A 9.
No, not you. I meant Kyle's.
16.
Oh, I get a 9.
I said that's good.
Oh, 18.
I thought I was talking about
it. They turn and run. And you just see a bubbling start coming up from the sand.
I would like to do the same in the opposite direction.
By the time you turn, you are encased in a giant bubble.
Okay, I'm going to string my bow as I'm being encased in a giant bubble.
Okay.
We're all being encased in a bubble?
Yeah.
One bubble or each our own separate bubble? I'm going to attack the bubble.
No.
You hang on a sec. I understand what you want to do.
Get out.
But.
Is it a flying bubble? Are we like flying into the...
Theobald will take 9 damage. You 2 will each take...
4.
My gosh.
Then it pops.
How much do I take?
9.
I have 1 health.
And the girls are just running away. And towards
Ra, just the 1 HP dream.
Is there...
I'm right there with you.
Is there crocodile? Cork carcass still there?
Get off this island, you and I.
Can I salvage anything from it?
Do you know what we're both sitting at 1 hit point? Did you realize
that? Yeah, I did.
We just got hit that was by, like...
You got so fucking lucky. It was 3d6s rolled.
A sand bubble.
Oh, wow.
I feel like the Anakin Skywalker meme. Sand! I hate sand!
That was my first damage that I've taken.
Oh my
this whole
God.
Campaign?
I'm no, Billy Reichel!
Oh, I'm like...
I'm Billy Reichel. I'm the one that's running into shit. That's the
first time. I'm Billy Reichel.
Maybe a tooth?
Sure. Razor sharp.
Sweet.
Roll a dexterity check. Would it be a disadvantage because you guys are tired?
11.
Are we still in the bubble?
You take 4 piercing damage as you slice your hand out.
Do I get it, though?
No.
Worth it. The boy bleeds.
Yeah, I do. Occasionally.
It's because you're human.
Do you don't bleed?
Anything else?
No, I think we should go to sleep because I'm really tired right now.
The mermaids are gone.
Yes.
Mermaids are gone.
I'm pretty sure.
Let us eat crocodile and sleep.
Okay.
I'm going to cook it. Good idea.
Hell yeah. Let's cook some crocodile.
Oh, right. You got the baby ones. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, we're running back to hunt them.
Nothing but crocodile and peanut butter sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I will eat this fancy.
Will anybody
lettuce.
Keep watch?
Oh, I'm going right to bed.
I can't. Soft. You're the most health, so you have to keep watch. Because I'm dead, too.
I'll keep watch.
I'm, like, laying there.
I'm going to get distracted, but I'll keep watch.
I can, like, barely cook right now. I'm, like, dying.
All right.
I'm just going to, like...
We can have the other two also. Survival check at disadvantage.
Ten.
You pass out, like, 10 minutes, not soon after they fall asleep without waking anyone else up.
Sorry.
Just the sound of the water hitting the beach soothes you. And
damn straight it does.
You're out.
Like a bedtime noisemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And then you burst awake. Realizing, at daybreak, you fell asleep.
Well, fellas, looks like it's morning. Good morning.
Oh, God. I feel like I've had too much wine hungover.
From the beach. This is daybreak, so I remember. A group of ghosts on horseback. Marauders. Hunting party. Storm up the... From the water up to the towards the cliff.
We see this happen.
Do you see this happening?
Was this a short rest?
They pay no attention to you. But they're running towards the cliff.
Marauders. Now, do they look like pirates?
It was a long rest.
No, they're not pirates per se, but just weapons drawn.
Are they adults?
Yeah. They're ghostly figures. They look like ghosts. Everything.
A translucent?
Yeah.
Do my eyes deceive me? Or are those a bunch of ghosts running towards us?
No.
Theobald, do you know any songs of ghosts like these?
Yes, I do.
It's like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's too long.
I pull out my lute.
Brilliant.
Ghost riders in the beach. That one. That's one of my originals.
That's how much time you have left to figure out what you want to do.
Maybe. Do we follow them or do we keep going the opposite way?
Well, they look like death. I say we wait for them to pass and then we make our way to Skull Island. Let's get there quickly.
They fly past you in the center of the beach and just run straight into the cliff and disappear.
Oh, let's move.
Okay. Follow.
I want to freak you guys out a little bit.
Billy boy.
Huh?
We'll follow you.
And march onward.
Yes, you go first.
Yes. Be right. Loud and spunky.
You guys can all be healed up.
Yes.
As you rested.
Yes.
And you reach the edge of the beach and can see the skull in the water. Looks like it's laughing at you.
It mocks us. Well, take that!
And I throw a rock as far as I can throw it into.
Roll a strength check.
Ooh.
15. I get my answer.
Pretty impressive throw.
I have a strength of 4.
You have strength of 4.
I have a strength of 4.
All right.
Yep. Theobald has a strength of 4.
He's a good throw. Look good.
Many days of working out. My shoulders are shot, and I, you know, I, without modern medicine, I couldn't bounce back. Yep, just got really big into music and, you know, never put my gym shorts on again.
That's awesome.
You guys gonna do anything? You're just on the edge of the water. You're at the edge of the water.
Okay.
How far away is it? Roughly. Miles?
Yeah. Not my... travel. You're not going to be able to swim.
Any boats nearby?
Make an investigation check. Perception.
Enthusiastic, Billy.
Perception?
Do you think you can reach the skull?
All you see is, like, rock, like, boulders and, like, this weird wooden boulder.
Weird wooden boulder?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to the weird wooden boulder.
You realize it's an overturned boat.
Huh, I told you. It's right here. The boat.
Alright.
Come. Ra, help me flip this over.
I shall.
Alright, you flip it over. It will seat all of you.
Perfect. Twig, get in here. And Derpy, you too. Ra?
I'm coming.
Billy, you can sit right next to me. Are there any oars? Is there a sail?
Two oars.
Move? Ooh. Mm-mm. Billy can row us. I'll put him to work.
Okay, that's great! Here I go! I love the row. Rowing's my favorite.
He's like Mickey. He's like Mickey Mouse now.
This is fantastic!
Holy gosh, Mickey, we're going to Skull Island!
They told Tales of the Game, you got canceled.
Billy Reichel!
Yep. Disney shut us down.
Alright. It will take you a couple hours to get there.
I'll pop a sandwich on the way.
Oh my god. Full of peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
He caught him on his vein and fucking Peter Pan peanut butter starts coming out.
As you row, you guys notice black figures hanging on the bow of the rowboat.
Are they mermaids?
Nope, just like black shadows they look like. But they're not attached to anything. It doesn't make sense.
Trap.
Hmm.
I have a feeling the umbrella man was lying to us.
Can I slap it?
Hey, get over there! Roll d20.
8.
Doesn't move.
Hmm. Good. I make no mention of it. I just kind of try to ignore it. The best I can. Not think too much about it.
Okay.
Billy boy, what do you think, Billy?
I think that we should take everything out of my coin purse and just disperse it amongst the party.
That is so...
As you notice... Jesus. As you guys are rowing, you just see the black figure just... It was its hands, and they kind of all let go at the same time.
Hmm. Weird. Hmm.
Well, and you... As the hands disappear... They realize you are entering the mouth of the cave.
Magnificent! Dubsar, what do you think?
Hey, this is great, guys.
Yes. You know how to feed them more peanut butter.
Yeah, fuck. Yes.
All right. As you roll into the mouth, it just, everything goes black. And your boat runs ashore. What's wrong? It's pitch black. Can't see a thing.
So we're inside.
Yep. Right?
Let me see if I have a torch. I don't think I have a torch. I have an entertainer's pack. I don't think I have one.
I don't know if an entertainer's pack has one.
I got like costumes and shit. Oh, it's dark in here.
Well, what do you want to do?
Does anybody have a light source? Lantern and torch or something?
You hear a braying in the distance and a light appears.
Ah.
And it's gone as soon as the sound stops.
Hmm. We heard a what in the distance?
Like a braying, like a kind of a horse.
Oh.
Like, not a neigh, but... Yeah, something like that.
Is someone there?
And as he says that, he lights up.
Who lights up?
Ra.
Ra! Your feathers are magnificent. They're glowing.
Now you light up.
Ah!
You talk. And now it's gone. It's black.
It's a firefly.
You light up. And now it's black.
Talk!
As you talk, it lights up. Light
up. I do that for the next 2 minutes.
And he's just glowing.
There we go. Now we can see. Yeah. I will continue to talk.
Billy, please talk. You never stop.
It only you can only notice him in like close objects. So it only lights up 1 foot around your person.
All of us get together. Let's just sing row, row, row your boat all the way through the cave. Ready?
Row, 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 row your boat.
And we're gonna do a 10-hour loop of this.
Down the stream.
And you just see the zebra there's a zebra in the distance and just neighing.
Run after it! Run! Zebra! Come, quickly!
Alright.
Let us go!
And it's just standing there.
Can we move up to it?
Sure.
I'm gonna pet it.
Okay. You gonna pet it?
Yeah.
Alright. As soon as you pet it.
So you touch it?
It's gone. And you're in another room. With a giant column. Made out of oak. It's a circular room, 50 feet wide, or round, and a 20-foot column in the middle made of oak in the middle, and chained to it are dozens of anglerfish.
They're fish with leashes?
Yep, they're just chained to this oak column in the center of the room.
I am starving, so I'm immediately going to run up to the fish and take a chomp and just start, and just eat the crap out of it.
All right. Roll a constitution saving throw.
The bird, I like fish. Oh.
No, that's fine.
Oh. 5.
Okay.
Plus 2, right? Yeah, 2. Oh, no. Yeah, plus 2. 7.
What do you want to do?
That's it? He's good?
Hmm. Yeah, I can tell you if something's happening.
I'm going to get up a little closer and just... La 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 la, and make weird noises so I can glow and see what's going on.
No, it's bright in here.
Oh, okay, never mind.
That's why you can see this.
Are there no other creatures in this room?
Just the anglerfish tied to a tree.
No, did Ra like the fish?
Are they underwater?
Nope.
Did Ra like the fish when he ate it? Was it delicious?
That's up to you to decide.
Well, I want to know if he got any type of side effect from eating the fish.
That's for me to know.
Okay, well, I'm going to say that it did quench my appetite. Okay. I haven't eaten.
All right,
and sure. I've been fed the lettuce, so I'm going to start eating like 3 more of them.
You're going to have to fly.
I'm going to fly. I'm going to eat like three more of them.
Okay.
Do I have to do it? No?
No.
Okay. Now I'm full.
Are they under, they're not underwater?
Nope, they're just, they're alive.
Are they?
They're kind of like, they look like they're swimming.
Okay, this is what I was going to say. They're just
swimming. Like chained to the.
How many more are left?
Oak column. Oh, there's dozens of them.
Could I physically eat them without dying?
Depends how many you're going to eat.
Are they chained as in metal chains?
Yeah.
You're saying, right?
Yeah, some are wrapped around and then some are like leash chains. And they're just like, look like they're swimming in all different directions.
Oh. Why?
I want to. Do we free them? Should we free the fish?
Are we eating them? Dead?
They're not swimming.
They're not water. They're not swimming.
They look like they're swimming. There's no water.
All right, you know what?
Some do.
They're alive.
I'm eating them all at this point because I'm feeling like.
There's like over 100.
I'm physically haven't eaten. I've been getting fed carnations of lettuce at these bullshit houses. I've not eaten any peanut butter. I am so freaking hungry. I could eat maybe a peanut butter sandwich, but I choose not to. And I'm going to physically, by myself, become Hirobayashi and eat every single damn one of these fish.
Now you're going to need to roll another constitution saving throw. At disadvantage.
14.
Disadvantage, you roll
a second. Oh, shit. Oh, 7.
What's your constitution?
2. 7.
After about, like, 4 more, you end up throwing up from being so full.
Okay. They were so delicious. I'm gonna continue to eat the rest. Wait, if I threw them up, can I still keep eating?
Sure.
Okay, I'm gonna keep eating.
Each one you eat, you need to roll another constitution saving throw at disadvantage.
At disadvantage, okay.
You're gonna die.
Nat 20!
Disadvantage, you need another roll.
2, okay, 4. Okay, I'm done. I threw up everywhere.
Yeah, you throw up again. This time, you're...
You've survived so much in this game, and you die because you just eat a bunch of, like, old fish.
As he keeps going.
I know.
I can't do it anymore, guys!
You are now considered poisoned.
Am I just eating because I'm bored?
So you're now poisoned.
Okay.
This, you have disadvantage on attacks.
What else is in this area?
It's just a circle room.
Is there an opening?
With a column. Nope, it's closed at the top. Well, it just kind of light goes on forever, but you're not.
Can I attack the column? It's an oak, right, you said?
Yeah, it's just 20-foot wide oak.
Holy shit, okay, 20 feet wide.
The room itself is 50 feet. The center column is 20. You can look behind you and see that there was a door. You assume that's what you entered from.
Oh.
But you can't see the other side
there's
of the room.
There's no opening.
Oh, I want to start walking around.
Walk around the column, see if there's a way to get inside of it.
There's no way into the column, but on the other side of the room is another door.
I open it. Water comes flooding in.
No. When you open, you turn around, and the door is already shut. And you're in a long, shadowy room. No idea what this is. But in the distance, you hear a piano playing. You see a spider playing the piano. There's a tiny bass on top of that piano. And it's raining.
Raining?
And it's raining in there. And that's where we'll call it for tonight.
Phantom of the Opera shit?
What the hell?
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time after this weird excursion.
What is this sorcery?
Into the Skull Cave. Skull Island. We'll talk about it in the back.